your Father,
and teaching us
in the name of Jesus. Amen. The text for our consideration this morning is a portion of the epistle lesson from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians read a few moments ago. Now, about brotherly life, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other, and in fact you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers, to do so more and more. Grace to you in peace this day from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The first week of winter quarter at Concordia Seminary is without a doubt one of the great weeks of the year. All of us are back from what I hope are refreshing and joyful days of Thanksgiving with our loved ones, and now here we are after a week of class, and in a manner of speaking, ripped, roaring, and ready to go, with all the new wealth of talents that present themselves in this new church year and academic quarter. But for us as students, however, I just want to make a comment. There is one bit of unfinished business left over from Paul's hand, and we're all going to find out about that quite quickly now when we make our way over to labor and there in the mail room, open up our box and find that all too familiar computer process, terribly official looking envelope with its perforation on one side. And after we hide out in the quad shop for a moment and pull out the strip and pull out the sheet, there we have it, boom, our report card. How'd you do last quarter? All A's? All B's? You see borderline iffy stand in there? Well, we all know that a lot of various factors go into the grade we receive in one of any number of classes. There's the subject matter and the difficulty of the subject matter. There's our writing and test scores, attitude, participation, all these things on down the line figure into our final grade. But now, about brotherly love. Imagine for a moment that were the subject matter that you were to be evaluated on. If you were to be evaluated and graded on the basis of the brotherly love that you show to your fellow members of the community here at Concordia Seminary, and indeed everyone, what do you think your grade would be? An A? A B? A C minus? Would you be happy to go over and get your report card later? Or would you rather leave it there in the mailbox? The Church of Thessalonica received the report card of sorts in St. Paul's first letter to them. And here's how the apostle spelled it out. Timothy has just now come to us and has brought us good news about your faith and life. There's the report. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories about them, that you long to see us, just as we long to see you. Therefore, brothers, in all our distress and persecution, we are encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live. Now we really live, for you are standing firm in the Lord, he said. How can we thank God enough for you? For all the joy we have in the presence of God because of you. What a report that was. What a compliment that was to the Thessalonians. Faith, love, standing firm in the Lord. Thessalonica got high marks on all of those. In all those areas, they were 4.0. They were to be commended. And there's nothing different with the subject matter of brotherly love. St. Paul went as far as to say in that text that he didn't even need to write to the Thessalonians. Now about brotherly love, he said, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. Now, how about us at Concordia Seminary? Could the words of St. Paul be addressed to us in the same vein? Could he say the same things about us? Have we made the grade when it comes to brotherly love? Have we hit the mark? Do we deserve a glowing report? For all of us, like the Thessalonians, are failed the dust before. That is the one taught by God to love one another. It's a lesson that runs all through the scriptures. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And St. John put it this way. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Indeed, it is true, in the classroom of brotherly love, God himself has been our professor. But just how well have we fared with the subject matter in front of us? Do we know all there is to know? Have we learned all there is to learn? Well, we know the answer to that. If brotherly love was simply And only a matter of classroom instruction, we would all need academic counseling. That's the thing. Not long ago, Larry Speaks, the Deputy White House Press Secretary of the Reagan administration, made an interesting comment about the relationship between the President and Thomas P. Tip O'Neill, that rotund outgoing senator from Massachusetts. He said, when Reagan and O'Neill are apart from one another, they're like a political cat and dog. They're constantly at each other's throats. But when they're together, they're just like a couple of good old Irishmen slapping stairs. Now, true as that may be, I believe it says a lot about our own relationship as brothers. Hold them way together. There may well be tremendous levels of camaraderie, goodwill, cheer, and even brotherly love. That's all well and good. But when we're apart, is it not true that there are those times when we're all too ready to get in a nasty dig or two here and there? To put in our two bits worth of criticism? To win a friend and influence some people at the expense of our brother? To run our brother down? To love our brother, not with living faith and the love that flows from it, but with lip service, as men please. Not only are we failed to Dr. Coy, from time to time we can get to be very meek to Dr. Coy when it comes to brotherly love. We taught ourselves to love our brother just as long as there's something in it for me. We've become less but Christians when it comes to brotherly love. Yes, I love my brother, but just as long as there's something in it for me. Yes, I will love my brother, but just as long as my brother agrees with my point of view and agrees with my personality. Yes, I love my brother, but just as long as he's always in sync with the way I'm thinking. That's the thing. Yes, I love my brother, but what's in it for me? What's the pay? There are no A's, no B's, and no C's here. We've missed the mark when it comes to brotherly love. How does the situation to be remedied? Are we simply to resolve the fight a bit harder with our efforts with our fellow brothers? It's a new church year, a new academic quarter. Shall we try to set down a few resolutions for the year? Shall we give it our best shot once more and try to reach our full potential when it comes to brotherly love? Shall we maybe pray that the Lord tutor us a bit more so that we make the grade? Well, all of these might be solutions to problems, but they don't remedy what's really at issue with each and every one of us. What's wrong with us is not that we failed to try hard. What's wrong with us is not that we've neglected to put down a few resolutions. What's wrong with us is not that we failed to give it our best shot or tried to reach our full potential. And the problem with us is not even maybe that it's some little personality trait of ours or of someone else's that might stand in the way of showing brotherly love. The problem with us is that we are sinners. And when you're at that point, you realize that grades don't count. There is neither a valedictorian nor a dunk when it comes to human sin. There is no such thing as an A-minus sinner, a B-minus sinner, or a C-plus sinner. We've all heard. And even further, our own best effort to make the grade with God will end in failure. When it comes to his law that demands that we love him and we love our fellow man, we never make the grade in and of ourselves. The good news of God and Jesus Christ is that we don't have to. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who took to us for that problem of ours, for that sin of ours, for that wrongness of ours, and in and out of his love for us, fully and freely gave us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. He was the one who made the grade for us. And it wasn't a C-minus job either, as if it somehow needed to be improved upon a little by us, or it came up a bit short, or it wasn't quite complete enough. From the cradle of Bethlehem to the cross of Calvary, to the empty tomb of Easter Sunday, on to our mouths, on to our foreheads, and on to our ears, he did a complete job every step of the way. It was an A-plus effort, and that's the evaluation that the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gives us as his Spirit blesses us with the gospel gift in word and sacrament. And I might add that that's not the report card point. That is the first point. We love because he first loved us. And that love is what we proclaim with Advent. The love that came down to us as a gift in the manger. And you get down to it, that says it all about brotherly love too. St. Paul knew it, the Thessalonians knew it, and we know it. And why do we know it? Because God himself has taught us to love our brothers in the hard school of the cross. Our Christian faith and the brotherly love that flows from it does not live by how we grade it, but by how it is gifted to us. And now, finally, about brotherly love. How will it be with you in this new church here in Academic Quarter? Will you keep score or keep giving? Will you just try harder or just rejoice in the gifts that have been given you to give on? Will it be lip service love or living faith love? Will it be yes but to brotherly love or but yes to brotherly love? Once again, brotherly love lives not by how it's graded, but by how it is gifted. And as our Lord Jesus Christ has given you his gift, so give them on. Yet St. Paul says, we urge you to do so more and more. So it is with the gift. Always more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.